This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Behar, co-host of The View for Now, completely unhinged, comparing President Trump to Iranian dictators. Listen to this.
It's not apples and apples. It's not equal. But we're on a very slippery slope in this country toward throwing democracy out the window every single day.
We have to defend the freedom of the press and civil rights here.
We do, but they're not being stoned in the street for being gay.
Not yet. They're completely...
Not yet. Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren here to react. She joins us right now. Tommy, out in Los Angeles. So we heard Meghan McCain say, you're not being stoned in the street for being gay. And then Joy Behar said, no, not yet. What does that say to you?
Well, I don't expect anything else from this group of women. I'm happy that Meghan McCain stood up for what was right and she interjected, because that can sometimes be very hard to do on a show like that. But to Meghan McCain's point, just to reiterate what she's saying, the fact that Joy Behar can sit there on that stage, on that cushy stage, and speak out against a sitting president and doesn't have to be on stage wearing a burqa, can be on camera doing what she's doing, is exactly what I'm talking about. It's indicative that what she's comparing President Trump to Iranian dictators? Absolutely ludicrous. But she can't see it because Trump derangement syndrome is in full effect, and that's no more present than on The View day in and day out.
Well, the Iranian women are fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for food, and they're fighting for freedom. And the Women's March protesters here in America, many conservatives are saying, where are they now? You know, they were protesting when President Trump was running. Linda Sarsour, she tweeted out this. She's calling out conservative women, saying that Muslim women executed, raped en masse in Burma, not a peep out of conservative American women. Now they are all up in arms on hashtag Iran. Selective outrage is not a good look. Now, aren't they having selective outrage, though? They're not protesting these women and how they're treated in Iran.
Well, let's talk about the Women's March protesters. They were protesting against Donald Trump. They were wearing pink hats. They were saying, F Donald Trump. They were marching in the streets for free birth control. Now we've got women in Iran actually standing up for more rights, more speech, more information, for a better life. And somehow that is not women's rights. They're not coming out in mass to support that. And also, we've got a sitting president, unlike President Obama, who is supporting the protesters in Iran. Where are the feminists out to applaud him for what he's doing? This just goes to show it's not about the actions of the president. It's not about the message of the president. It's just about being anti-Trump, no matter what he does, even if he's doing something that they should fully support.
Tommy, it's just kind of amazing because their message would be so much stronger and their power so much greater if they would just do what you said, because it would be impossible to marginalize them into one point of view. They'd be speaking for 50% of the world's population instead of 50% of our political process.
It's nothing more than anti-Trump. Every protest we've seen in the United States of America has just been anti-Trump or anti-America. Meanwhile, in other places around the world, people are rising up for more rights, more speech, and this president supports it. When the left is able to get on board with that, maybe they will see the light, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Maybe. All right. And the final thing we wanted to talk to you about, Tommy, you know, the Philadelphia QB, Carson Wentz, he posted something on social media a couple of days ago where he showed a picture of his dog. There's the dog as a puppy, screen right. Then screen left, it shows how the dog had grown up to be a great hunting dog. And as you can see, it was a successful day hunting. A number of people online found that picture on the left offensive because of the dead birds. And then he defended himself by tweeting out, appreciate that, but offensive and controversial. Two of the main things I tweet about are Jesus and hunting. That's what I'm passionate about. And that won't ever change. When you love something, you talk about it. Stay convicted about it, and don't worry what others think. What do you think?
Well, good for him. It's nice to see someone in the world of sports and entertainment finally coming out and being able to stand up for themselves in a way that's very proud, very American. And let me just say, this just goes to show how the left and liberals have gone off the deep end, because they are now so offended by hunting, which is an American tradition, by the way, in many parts of this country for both Democrats and Republicans. And also, need I remind them, hunting, conservation efforts, biologists, for these leftists that love science so much, mm-hmm. biologists and conservationists encourage hunting for population control and to keep the planet and to keep animals healthy and able to sustain themselves. Mm. So I don't know where the science-loving left is on this one. Apparently, they're just too busy being offended by...
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And all the information is right there about this very independent radio show that still says Merry Christmas. We also say Happy Hanukkah. As we wrap up Hanukkah tonight, all our Jewish friends and family members, Happy Hanukkah to you. And we get into the final week of Advent here. Getting ready for the celebration of Christmas all over the country. We're waiting on Dr. Ann Pierce. She'll be with us in just a moment. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Of course, she is the author of the book, regarding the failed policies of one Barack Obama, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. Of course, we're going to hear more about that as soon as she comes on, because we're going to talk in more detail. You know, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us right now. Dr. Pierce, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, good to be here.
Hey, boy, lots to talk about, and I know you've got, all kinds of, you're up to your elbows and your neck with alligators, it seems, with just the season and just business as usual. But how would you like to have been Andrew McCabe 8 hours talking about being up to your elbows and alligators last night? 8 hours of intense scrutiny and questions.
Oh, I tell you, there's so much going on in the world and domestically, it keeps your head spinning. But
well,
I am focusing mostly on foreign policy, and that in itself is really keeping me worked up. And in addition, this season, while I'm getting ready to go Christmas shopping, have not done any yet, so that should make people feel a little better. I'm also thinking that we should really focus on Christian persecution around the globe, because no one talks about it.
Right.
It's just hardly mentioned in the press, and I even find that my Christian friends who set an example for me in helping me to understand more themselves aren't very focused on it.
Exactly. Well, you know, we do on the show from time to time, but being since you want to, you know, that you brought it up, I think one of the things you look at certainly is, when I was in Israel a year and a half ago, we were not allowed to go to Bethlehem. And you think about, here it is, one of the iconic sites and places to be at, particularly this time of year, that it's a little bit of a no-go zone because of the attacks on Christians there and what was going on. In fact, the night before we left, there was a knifing of a mother of four because they were having at that time going through the knife intifada, had broke into a single mother's home and knifed her to death in front of her kids. This was in Bethlehem. Yeah, I mean, and this is just one minor story. But, yes, there's no question the worldview has, particularly in the Middle East and around the world, has been anti-Christian. And in the face of this, what I find quite ironic that we don't hear about as well is that with this persecution, it is amazing how many people are turning to Christianity and in the middle of all this. I mean, you would think, well, they would really run away, but if anything, what it is igniting is a revival, because that's one thing we hear very little of is the revivals that are taking place around the world, and some of the most dramatic revivals are taking place where persecution is at its highest.
Yeah, Africa and then China, where Christianity is growing like wildfire, and you have all these underground churches and church houses. But unfortunately, persecution there keeps getting worse. And now with Xi having held this party congress, which makes it clear, if anyone were doubting it, that he is consolidating power, centralizing power, turning China in a more communist, more repressive direction, and in a lot of ways, modeling his speech and some of his actions on Mao, one of the most, genocidal, awful dictators. So the picture is not pretty for China, for Chinese Christians right now. Mm. And people forget that we think of persecution of Christians, and we think of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and groups like that, and we think of Islamist regimes in the Middle East, but boy, communist regimes are right up there. China, Vietnam, Laos, Cuba, North Korea is possibly the worst, according to this big study that came out. I just keep wondering what we can do in the West to get it to the attention of the press and to have human rights groups and NGOs focusing on it more, because even in the West, there's this subtle, very subtle persecution, not persecution, but sort of subtle pressure on Christians, as you well know. And there's a disincentive in on the left in the press to publish things that put Christianity in the forefront and show Christians across the world as persecuted and as deserving more attention.
Well, Dr. Pierce, I don't see it quite as subtly as you do.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I see it as quite overt, particularly here in this country, because here it is. When you think about the light of the world that America has been in promoting Christianity and sending out missionaries, and when you think about all the movements, I mean, the dramatic movements that have happened toward independence and freedom and liberty in this country, it has been the church that has led the way. And I find it quite interesting that no matter anything outside of, a government of, for, by, we, the people, and other institutions somewhat close to it, not quite as bad, but anything like the isms, the communisms and that sort of thing, one of the first things they want to blot out is and control is religious thought. And Christianity, and just like Judaism, is very independent in their thinking, because their leader and their allegiance is to God Almighty. It's not to some man-made God. So whether it's North Korea, whether it's China, whether it's any other despot, of course, who are they going to compete against? They're competing against God himself. So they're going to do everything they can to thwart God. But to your point, look what's happening in China. You've got revivals. People, yes, they may be underground. That's taking place, and around the world that's taking place, where, I mean, here in America, if there's a 50-minute church service, people start getting a little anxious, and they're looking at their watches, because they're going, wait a minute, my Denny combo is getting cold here. I got to make sure I get out the door, and you better tell the pastor to wrap it up. But overseas, I mean, they're having 4-6 hour revival meetings at any fell swoop here. So it's incredible. The difference that's going on now, the attack in America, and what's happening is that it is, in a sense, you're right, it is subtle, but it's to squash any kind of influence or nullify the influence that the Christian community has to promote Christian values. Barack Obama said we're no longer a Christian nation, and everybody, Christians particularly, raised their head and said, when did that happen? But, we've been living under that statement since he made it.
I agree. And the Christian and the Jewish worldview is such a threat to the leftist statist view. Your rights come from God, not from government, and no government can give them, and no government can take them away. And that worldview, and that's really a threat.
Exactly. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. More from Dr. Pierce on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it first starts with the truth, and this is why we're so committed on this independent radio show to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. I find it quite interesting. I want to bring Dr. Ann Pierce into this right away. You know, one of the questions has repeatedly been about, you know, Donald Trump's ratings and why they're not higher. And I have to laugh about this, Dr. Pierce, because, you know, the media analysis is that 9 out of 10 stories are negative about Donald Trump. I mean, you got to go out of your way to be, I don't know if even the most negative person ever could have that kind of batting average where 90% of what's being reported would be negative on you. So this is highly purposeful. And then people go, well, I wonder why tax reform, and I wonder why Donald Trump's not that popular. Well, look at the worldview that's being thrust upon them and what they're being led to believe by the mainstream media and these talking heads. It's pretty incredible. And which leads us to what happened under the Obama administration with Iran and Hezbollah. And what is going on here?
Oh, I tell you what. Well, first of all, you're so right about the press. I mean, I, as you know, really hesitated about voting for Trump. Mm. I've had various criticisms of him, but it is literally relentless and uniform, this way that the press goes after him. And then you look at the Obama administration, so many things they got away with. I mean, there were all the various transgressions and sort of shaky things done by the Holder and Lynch Justice Department, the Iran-Russia enabling, cover-ups of the uranium deal, the secret payouts to Iran in relation to the Iran deal. Obviously, you get down to the Obama gifting intelligence to Cuban spies, and then the Kerry and Lavrov meetings that were so often to the detriment of democratic governments and people who actually were striving for a more democratic way of life, the Fusion GPS dossier. Yeah. I mean, I could go on. And now, after all of that, Politico breaks the story and says that the DEA had been investigating Hezbollah ties in Latin America with drug cartels. And they had discovered that Hezbollah, which is basically an Iranian arm, one of the many terror groups that Iran does sponsor. Iran is the world's leading sponsor of terror, leading state sponsor of terror.
I want people, wait, hang on 1 second, Ann. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But again, you know, we say that. We say Iran is the leading sponsor of terror. And, you know, sometimes I think we say that so much that it becomes like wallpaper, that we're used to seeing that in the House, that it just kind of is an accepted deal. But I mean, we need to stay focused on that reality that Iran is. And so in that context and understanding, now listen to the rest of what Ann's going to share with you.
Yeah, and you're right to suggest that we actually stop and focus on that, because it isn't just Hezbollah. It's the troublemaking that Iran's own Iranian Guard militia forces make around the world. What they do is they go and they co-opt other Shiite militias. Mm-hmm. So you see that in Iraq all over the place with the popular mobilization forces that are doing their very best to determine Iraq's future. You have Iran with this huge presence in Syria and beyond. And Iran, with all these militias that it is so tightly tied into, wants to create a land bridge from Tehran to Beirut. There are very serious foreign policy discussions about that possibly happening now, given Iran's advantageous position there in Iraq and Syria. So you get back to Hezbollah. And there in that same region is Lebanon now with a Hezbollah favoring government. So you then tie it back to our own hemisphere, where, as I said, during the Obama years, the DEA had discovered that Hezbollah in Latin America had ties with drug cartels. So what they did was they developed Project Cassandra, which was designed to track Hezbollah activities in this hemisphere, but also to map it to these global money laundering operations that Hezbollah had, of course, in coordination with Iran. And they were finding that these tentacles of this drug trade and the money was being used globally. Mm-hmm. And what the Obama administration did was come along and pressure that operation and basically obstruct it at every turn. Why? So that it could forge ahead with this Iran deal, which it just wanted to get done no matter what. I mean, this is one of many examples where the Obama administration was willing to sacrifice U.S. interests, the interests of our allies, and basically the interests of decent people for the sake of this deal.
Let me ask you this. Was the Iran deal all about legacy for Barack Obama? Because I tell you, my brain cannot seem to get its tentacles around this whole Iran deal, other than it seems to be all about legacy, because it was more about Barack Obama than it was about the United States of America.
Yeah, and it's very strange. I mean, I, to this point, can't quite get my mind around how much they wanted this deal. If you look at Obama when he was first president, I mean, he immediately started reaching out to the Iranian regime. And when that revolution came along in the streets, Obama actually made statements that indicated that the so-called legitimate government really should regain control. So he was, from the beginning, siding with the extremely oppressive Iranian regimes
and the mullahs
there.
Yeah, exactly.
And sending them all kinds of friendly letters and this sort of thing. And then you fast forward to the Iran deal. When that came out, I wrote an article in USA Today, and I said, this deal gives away way too much, gets way too little in return, and on top of that, there are all these secret side deals that no one can get a handle on. Well, since then, we know that the side deals ended up giving Iran billions in cash, but not just from sanctions relief, but all kinds of other ways, payouts, and this is what Iran uses this money for, is to fund terror. So it's puzzling that I understand the administration believed in this. It believed in the what I call the coexist theory of government, where we should really just tone down ourselves and tone down our values and principles and interests in order to coexist with other regimes around the world. But that always comes at the expense of the people themselves and at the expense of people who love democracy and want freedom and religious liberty. So I agree with you. Quite something.
Well, with this evidence that Nikki Haley has put forth about Iran's violation of UN resolutions, I mean, she's really putting it out there. And in fact, she spoke to the UN and said directly, she says, at the UN, we're always asked to do more and give more. So when we make a decision at the will of the American people about where to locate our embassy, we don't expect those we've helped to target us. On Thursday, there'll be a vote criticizing our choice. The U.S. will be taking names.
Yeah. Once again, I just love Nikki Haley. She has such a great combination of, in my opinion, that's foreign policy at its best, where you combine concerns of national security and global stability with human rights and political freedom. And her stands on all kinds of issues, from Iran to Syria to North Korea to Israel. She just gets that right. Very impressive. And
well, what also impresses me here, Anne, also is that, you know, she's on the Trump team. She and, you know, she seems to be representing not only the American people, but what the President of the United States is saying here. And so I like that unity that comes out from her, don't you?
Yeah. It's great to see policy of the United States actually articulated at the UN. I totally agree with you. You don't see that very often. It's usually sort of these diplomatic, quiet meetings.
Exactly.
Nikki Haley's in the news all the time because she says what she needs to say. And
all aerospace, from distant galaxies to exoplanets in their atmospheres.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Cooper, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Always good to have your insight here. So what are your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick, the man of the year, according to GQ? Oh, I'm sorry. Is he the citizen of the year? Not man of the year.
Citizen of the year. It is increasingly the case that the so-called mainstream media is doing every single thing that they can to alienate people who live in the heartland, the people who are not living on the East or the West Coast. And here is another example. Apparently, flag burners weren't high profile enough for them to profile and put on their give them the award. But they found someone else who acted in a similarly disrespectful way and decided that, yes, this is exactly who the readers of America would want to see. And this explains likely why the readership of the GQ has declined so much over the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's almost welcome to the world of irrelevance. And I mean, even with a desperate ploy to try to be, but I mean, you're not even going after anybody with, any significant number of people who would laud this and say, wow, okay, a smart move here. Because, like, you wonder, of all the things that happened this year in America, and I think a lot of great things to Americans, by Americans, why Colin Kaepernick?
The irony to me is It was actually last year that he began this disrespectful behavior and became prominent for doing it. And it is this year that it isn't so much him being the person of disrespect. It is a whole group effort by a couple, nearly a dozen NFL players that were disrespectful. This is an attempt to normalize people like Colin Kaepernick. This is an attempt to lionize. It is pretty clear. You don't even have to look at it with any kind of a very, very jaundiced eye to recognize they are trying to make it appear that there is something positive and that there is something great about this disrespectful behavior. I have said again and again, this is not patriotic behavior. You can, in America, be as critical about anything you want to be critical about. Our system encourages every person to be able to express themselves. What we don't do is let you call that criticism patriotism. The left, GQ, progressives want to pretend that there's this new phenomenon called patriotic dissent. This behavior is no more appropriate than on your wife's 20th anniversary saying, I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm going to outline all of the criticisms that I have of our marriage. I'm going to tell you about your weight problem. I'm going to tell you about the nagging problem. I'm going to tell you about how I don't like your morning breath. If you were to do that on your 20th anniversary, you wouldn't be able to say, that's because I love you. Because when your wife sends you the divorce papers the next day, you'll understand that you weren't being loving. Yes. On your mother's, on Mother's Day, you wouldn't send a letter telling your mother, I love you. I want to show you how devoted I am to you. But you are a bad mother. You are a bad person. In no activity associated with patriotism, no song, no ritual. There is no part of patriotism. You don't wake up on the 4th of July and come up with your litany of criticism. We need to call this disrespectful, unpatriotic behavior out for what it actually is.
Exactly. Horace, I also want to get your read on, I don't know if you saw this last night, Tucker Carlson was interviewing this law professor who had submitted an op-ed to the New York Times. And I got to tell you, it's a sad commentary. I really felt for him that his worldview is so anti-white. And the things that he had to say just keep us locked down in terms of this bitter divide. Didn't want to
I didn't feel sad for him. I felt sad for us.
Yeah, maybe his boys,
sitting,
I guess.
We are sitting, I watched this interview, I read his piece. We are sitting in the midst of the racism of the 21st century being made manifest. I want people to comprehend this. The racism of the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s was not entirely, wasn't even mostly presented by people in hoods and shrouds. It was presented as positive, as helpful. It was suggested that it was better for people if we look at the race of individuals and group them accordingly. It was argued that it was hygienic, that you could tell one race was more or less hygienic than another. You didn't divide people from drinking water at the fountain, and you didn't provide limits on who could go to the pool because of some hate rhetoric. It was because of this very same gentle rhetoric used last night and in the column, and that was a rejection of Martin Luther King's vision that every person ought to be judged as an individual. This man came right out and said, if you're white, it's okay to lump you into a category of bad behavior until you as an individual can prove otherwise. That is textbook bigotry.
Right. And and the standard of said behavior was such that it was obvious that if you believed as he did, then your behavior is acceptable. Anything less made you a racist.
Yeah, but as I said, I want your listeners to understand, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to wear a scary garb.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to come in the dark of night. He doesn't need to carry a pitchfork. What he is saying is the definition of bigotry and racism, and that is that we can judge people who we've never met, who we've never had any interaction with, if we only know one aspect about them, their race. And let's be clear, he wasn't saying let's be nice to people who are white. He particularly thought that there should be detrimental treatment for people who are white because he has judged the race as being dangerous.
Exactly.
This was very bad.
In the op-ed, he says, I will teach my boys the lesson generations of old. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them suspicion. I will teach them distrust. I will teach my boys to have profound doubts about that friendship. Most amazing. Really incredible. I appreciate your insight. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, just put a little, I guess, a ribbon around this thing. And I had to see, I guess I had to see that last night. I had quite a, an inspiring conversation with Thomas McClary. He's the founder of the Commodores, and we're going to be talking with him a little bit later on. And we were talking yesterday about how race relations have come a long way and the hope that both of us shared, for all of America, a united America, and to see a learned professor, I mean, this guy's a law professor, talking the way he did last night. You talk about, the bigotry of the 50s and 60s and going backwards. I mean, what a backward step for somebody so educated that you would think, could be a better example, that he would teach his kids the things that would more divide us and be manipulated than something that would bring us together as a country. When I believe the general sentiment, Horace, and maybe I'm Pollyannish, you can call me that if you want, but I just in my travels across the country and talking to people of all races and creed, is that, you know, they're all, you know, hungering for unity here.
Oh, absolutely, we are. And it is very disappointing that the nation who elevated to its top office a black man in the most powerful position on the planet in a way that isn't on the horizon in the United Kingdom or in France or in Germany, or you go almost to anywhere in Western Europe or any of the modern economic powerhouses, it isn't possible. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's not on the horizon. And yet, it happened here in America twice. That opportunity wasn't used to share with people who haven't been paying attention here in the United States about the possibilities. I would have loved it if our former president would have at least once a quarter, it'd be nice if he could do it monthly, but at least once a quarter stood up and said, you know how great America is? America is a place that doesn't matter who you are, what your circumstances, how humble your beginnings are, if you apply yourself, if you hit the books hard, you can ultimately be president of these United States.
Exactly.
Remind us that that's what this country is. Instead, he and his administration worked assiduously to say the opposite message, that America's unfair, that America doesn't give people a shot, that you can strive, but you still won't be given your chance. Seeing with our eyes how supremely opportune, how much opportunity there is in America was shrouded by the rhetoric that said just the opposite.
Yeah.
This learned professor is doing even more damage by adding some kind of academic patina to out-and-out bigotry and racism.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it calmly. He did it in this very, very serious demeanor. And it made it even more dangerous because people were listening and they believed Barack Obama's criticism of America, and many will believe this gentleman's.
Yeah.
That sets us back.
Yeah, and Tucker called him out on his sophism, false and deceptive argument there. And the other thing to keep in mind is, as you were just talking about the President of the United States twice, we had the first black attorney general, and here it
first
is.
And second.
I mean, you look at that and you go, whoa, and a female on top of that. And you sit there and go, okay, what happened here? I mean, as you say, just in terms of the potential of, today's America and what could have been. And maybe, if Martin Luther King could be talking from the grave, what he would have talked about in terms of a lost opportunity.
But this is why some of the most remarkably distinguished colleges and universities in the 30s, 40s, and 50s embraced racial segregation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why a college president, Woodrow Wilson, became president of the United States, a person who's supposed to be bright and an academic, re-segregated Washington, D.C., and our military services.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to use the subtle side of out-and-out bigotry to engage in their racist behavior. They didn't wear masks.
Yes.
They didn't scare you. They didn't light fires. What was most dangerous about what he did is it is harder to comprehend how terrible, how evil the vision that he offered last night because of the calm demeanor in which he expressed himself.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about the NAACP's protest of the Star Spangled Banner. Boy, talk about, everything that is America, as John Kelly said, the things we hold sacred are being challenged right now. And if we don't understand the things that are sacred of this country, then everything gets unwound here, Horace.
It's no coincidence that these things are being brought forward though the way they are. It is part of the radical left's indictment of America itself. I don't actually know where the country is or the community lives where this vision that they have of how it should work has been shown. It's certainly not Venezuela. It's certainly not Cuba. It's definitely not North Korea. I'm hoping they don't think that China is the place to look. But they reject this country and its vision that has housed, fed, prospered more people than any other, successfully, than any other civilization in 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that. And I'm going to use that term. They hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the California NAACP singled this out to get attention. That they are attacking the national anthem, not because they don't believe it. I think they do dislike our national anthem. But they're doing it today so that they can get attention. Is that fundraising attention? Is that media attention? Not clear to me. Many of the critics of America are going to start racing forward to announce, or I would say denounce, our country. I said all along that the criticism by Colin Kaepernick and others was in fact anti the United States, was in fact unpatriotic. And I was told by many, and I'm sure you heard it, oh, no, no, he's engaging in criticism about police brutality and other kinds of social injustice.
Mm.
This group says, by the way, Colin Kaepernick was one of the first people to identify the very problem, why we don't want to honor our national anthem. I knew that they were motivated by animus against our country, and this action proves it.
Well, what happens to, you know, I think the young black men who have served in the military, who honor the flag, that love the Star Spangled Banner, what kind of cultural conflict are they finding themselves entangled with?
We saw in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, during the fight for equality, that people who weren't minorities and who joined in favor of equality were referred to as race traitors.
Mm.
We are seeing that terminology and that behavior being called out again and again and again. I think one of the most honorable things, my father passed this year. We had a military funeral. It was a beautiful thing to behold, and I was so honored that my father had taken the risk to sacrifice for all of us.
Yes.
And at his death, we restored that recognition and acknowledgement. I think it's a terrible thing that we're sending a message that that's not important, that that's not valuable, and that in fact, young black men or other minorities should eschew this amazing opportunity of service.
Without a doubt, and of course, this professor last night, to your point, is setting all this up in part and parcel with this other narrative that's going about.
That people who weren't minorities and who joined in favor of equality were referred to as race traitors.
Mm.
We are seeing that terminology and that behavior being called out again and again and again. I think one of the most honorable things, my father passed this year. We had a military funeral. It was a beautiful thing to behold, and I was so honored that my father had taken the risk to sacrifice for all of us.
Yes.
And at his death, we restored that recognition and acknowledgement. I think it's a terrible thing that we're sending a message that that's not important, that that's not valuable, and that in fact, young black men or other minorities should eschew this amazing opportunity of service.
Without a doubt, and of course, this professor last night, to your point, is setting all this up in part and parcel with this other narrative that's going about.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being